The American Coalition for Ethanol is trying to answer some potential questions about how fuel retailers might get in the market of selling higher ethanol blends. ACE Senior Vice President Ron Lamberty says the new roadmap is just that, and he hopes it will give retailers a number of ways to approach flex fuel sales.
The project is a response to many questions that we've received at different trade shows, different workshops that we've done over the past several years. Questions about E15, questions about flex fuel, common misconceptions. Unlike some of the other publications that may be out there right now, we didn't intend this one to be a technical manual. It wasn't we compare a roadmap like the old roadmaps you used to get where you would decide maybe where you wanted to go and be able to figure out what route you'd take, as opposed to a GPS that has step-by-step or turn-by-turn instructions.
Most of the gas sold in the U.S. is blended with 10% ethanol, but renewable fuel advocates want to see higher blends like E15 and E85 to try and address the oil industry's perceived blend wall. Lamberty says he hopes the information will be helpful to those that might be considering selling higher blends.
Things like a diagram of what a blender pump is and how it works, some of the labels and regulations of things that you'll need if you want to jump into this business, and then the back page is sort of a checklist that hopefully will help you finish the decision-making process. And as I said, this isn't meant to be something that when you're done, you know exactly all the steps you have to take. When you get done, if you want to proceed further, I think you'll know where to go to find the information and be able to put together a plan that'll make your site successful.
More information on the roadmap can be found at flexfuelforward.com. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.